Unit 4. Sweat the details. Keys are a part of our daily lives. They lock doors in homes, cars, and other places. Throughout history, people have also used keys to lock money or secret information in special boxes or cabinets. Today, you only need to use your finger to swiftly make an electronic payment or access private information stored on your smartphone. It's so convenient. Unlike a key, you can't misplace your finger. You may be recognized everywhere using your fingerprint. However, whether using modern or older technologies, lock security is not always perfect. Even without a key, traditional locks can be picked and unlocked. Fingerprint scanning technology is certainly amazing. The sensor recognizes patterns such as swirls and endpoints of lines in fingerprints. Unfortunately, smartphones are limited by their small scanner size. For instance, room entrances use larger scanners. The probability of misreading a fingerprint is 1 in 1,000,000. The chance of error on smartphones which have smaller sensors is 1 in 50,000. Furthermore, the current technology is vulnerable to forgery. Researchers at the University of Michigan found that it's possible to print an image of a fingerprint and use that printout to unlock a smartphone. In Germany, Jan Chrysler, also known by his hacker name Starbug, used high-resolution photos to successfully recreate the German defense minister's fingerprint. In a public demonstration, he showed that he could unlock her smartphone. A new technology developed by researchers led by Professor Taizo Umezaki at the University of Tokyo and DDS, a biometric technology company, has made smartphone fingerprint verification more secure and reliable. This technology uses sweat pores. Just like fingerprints, sweat pores are unique for every person. The process measures the distance from the pores in relation to the position of the lines in a fingerprint. In order to identify these pores, DDS developed a new scanner which combines a thin glass plate, which is 0.6 millimeters thick, with an image sensor and light-emitting diode. This results in a resolution of 3,000 pixels per inch, a huge improvement over 500 ppi on existing scanners. At the moment, the new scanners are too expensive to compete with lower resolution scanners, which cost between 100 and 1,000 yen, 93 cents to $9.30 each. With mass production, DDS expects the price to come down. The company plans to use this technology in the future for various other uses, including car and house locks. In the movie Catch Me If You Can, Leonardo DiCaprio plays the role of the elusive fraudster, Frank Abagnale, who cleverly finds ways to bypass security features. As long as there are locks to open and money to protect, there will likely be people like Abagnale using creative methods dishonestly. Looking forward, however, we can expect new devices which are more secure and one step ahead of unscrupulous people.